for calling Memorial Hermann Memorial City Hospital. If you are experiencing a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. This call will be recorded.
Yes, hi there. I need to speak to the nurse that's been assigned to room number 441.
What is the patient's last name?
I'm sorry, come up again?
The patient's last name?
Patient last name is Pasha, P-A-S-H-A.
And the first name?
I'm going to use phonetics. I'm going to spell that for you. It's a little difficult. It's T as in tango, A as in alpha, U as in uniform, Q as in Quebec, E as in Edward, E as in Edward, R as in Romeo.
And you want that nurse station?
I'm sorry. Sorry?
You want the nurse station?
I'm his son. I'm his son. I need to speak to the main nurse that's been assigned to my
that patient? Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, please, please. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi there. Am I speaking to the nurse that's been assigned to room number 441?
No, sir. This is the nurse's station. You want to speak to the nurse for 441?
Yes, yes.
Do you have the patient's access code?
Yes, I do have that. Should I give it to you right now?
Yes.
It is 7503.
Okay, let me transfer you. That's James. Just one moment.
Okay.
Hi,
Sammy. This is Mr. Pasha's son here. You're the one who's assigned to my father's recovery, and you're the main nurse assigned for 441, room number 441?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Mayor Pasha. I'm his son. My dad is admitted in 441. Okay?
Hold on. I have 39. Mm-hmm.
You'll see my name in the list. I'm authorized to...
I'm sorry. Who did you say your name was?
Sorry, you're asking about my name?
Yes.
My name is Umair Pasha. I'm going to spell that for you. It's U, yeah, U-M-A-I-R. And the last name is same as my dad's last name, yeah.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
You're just trying to get an update on him right now?
Yes, absolutely. I would love to hear an update about my father's health.
Currently, right now, his vitals are stable. He is still on the vent, and he does have some sedation because he was pretty agitated last night.
This agitation seems to come and go. What's the purpose of that? This agitation, which you're referring to, I mean, he seemed to be a little restless most of the time. What seems to be the reason for that? I mean, he's trying to recover. Is that the reason? Or he's feeling some sort of pain?
You're saying what's the reason for the sedation?
No. The agitation. I mean, the kind of restlessness he's shown over the weekend. You know, and he seemed to just pull his leg out, you know, moving his hands, you know, shaking his head at times, or maybe opening his eyes. What's the reason? Is that a part of recovery, basically?
Really, I guess yes and no. We're just trying to see what's his baseline.
Okay.
As as to seeing, like, if he can follow the commands that we're asking him to do.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my first day having him, but the previous nurse said that he was not doing that. He wasn't following the commands, and he was very agitated and just,
mm-hmm.
like, kind of, like, over-breathing the vent.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's why she had to, like, put him back on a sedation and things of that nature.
Okay.
So to answer your question, yes and no. We just
okay.
need to see if that is that really his baseline or is it
uh-huh.
something else.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I actually heard from the other authorized person, that's a family person, you know, that's who's actually in the list, that the sedation, you know, was off, I think, a day back, but you guys have actually put him again on the sedation or the medicine, let's put it this way, because of the fever or something like that. So it needs to start all over.
So they put him on the sedation last night because he was over breathing the vent and just moving too much and pulling,
yeah.
and we didn't want the ET tube to come out.
Okay.
Okay. So that was the reason.
Okay.
Due
okay.
to the fact with the COPD and things of that nature, the doctor's going to try to let him rest, and tomorrow we'll try again to see with those breathing trials if he could possibly get off the ventilator.
Okay. 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 So based on your experience, you know, obviously I'm not going to ask the virtual consent, but the breathing will eventually get better because we do understand that he's a smoker. He's been smoking for many years, but does it get better with the passage of time?
Possibly. You know, everybody is a little different, so I can't
okay.
just guarantee and say, yeah,
okay.
it's going to work. No, it's going to work, but
uh-huh.
Hopefully. I mean, that's what we're working towards. That's the goal. So,
okay, okay. And
this
the,
is only my
uh-huh.
first day with him, so.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay, that's your first day with him. Okay, I think previously there was a
yeah.
lady who was Hispanic, if I'm not mistaken, and she was kind of assigned to
mm-hmm.
my father's care and all of that, right?
Yeah, so each day we switch out.
Oh, okay.
But this
okay.
is just my first day taking care of him. So
okay.
They gave me like a you know, a backstory and everything, but.
Okay. So the nurse keeps
just
on
to
changing?
Giving you a detail. Yes, so every day the nurse will change.
Okay.
Possibly.
Okay.
Like if I come back tomorrow, then I'll take care of him again.
Okay, okay. Fair enough, no problem.
Yes.
So how's he right now? I mean, based on he was, you know, like you said, he's agitated last night. Is he feeling okay now, or he's? I mean, he doesn't move a lot. He's sleeping.
Yeah. So right now, I still have the sedation on. I did lower it a little bit, but he's still sleeping. He's resting comfortably, from what I see. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I can, you know, keep going down a little bit and see if he'll kind of wake up and reassess him and see
mm-hmm.
if he's following commands or not. But I'm not going to turn it completely off because I don't want him to get agitated again.
Okay, okay. And how many IVs he's having right now? I mean, I did saw in the video he actually had two or three through the hand maybe, or just maybe one or two, one in the leg.
So he has two, no, I'm sorry, he has three IVs. He has
okay.
One in his right, and then right arm, and then he has two in his left hand.
Two in left hand, okay, okay. So, okay. And so I actually spoke to Doc for some time back, I think 2 to 3 days back, or I think the very first day or the second day, I don't exactly remember. But it seems that, you know, he or the whole team is fine to just put him off from the vent, but that will only happen unless he's able to breathe completely. You know, his breathing ability needs to be, you know, proper, and that is the only way you'll just take him off from the vent, right?
Yes, sir. So that's what I was telling you earlier about those breathing trials. They have, like, breathing trials to test and see if he'll be
mm-hmm.
ready to come mm-hmm. off the vent. And last
mm-hmm.
night, I mean, yesterday he was doing pretty well, and too, about last night he got very, Tekipnik, he was kind of breathing really fast over the vent. He was really anxious, so that's where we had to put him back, per se, on the vent, to where he wasn't breathing on his own and stay him.
Okay. I've actually forgot the name of his consultant, the doctor, basically. What was his name? The guy seems to have a, you know, Asian background. Yeah. What was his name? Can you please tell me his name, please?
With an Asian background?
I don't know. He actually told me that. He was talking to my family. I was just listening to the entire conversation. Then I actually spoke to the doctor later on, and he told me, I don't know, he actually spent some of his childhood maybe somewhere in Asia, and then he went to the U.S. and, you know, studied there, and obviously he lives there, so I don't know. I don't exactly remember his name. Just want to know what exactly his name.
Ooh, I'm not sure on that one. I'll probably have to ask and see who was here yesterday.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I can get back with you on that, because I'm not sure who was here yesterday.
Okay, it's the same guy whom I've actually seen and talked, you know. I've actually talked to him once, but I've actually seen him twice. And it's the same person, the same doctor, basically, who actually comes in and, you know, brief my family, who wants to speak to my mother. She's the direct person, you know, after my father. Yeah, go ahead.
It might have been Dr. Bowery.
Yeah. Now I remember the name Bowery, yeah. That's Bowry?
Yes, that sounds
okay.
Like who.
Can you tell me
about
his full name?
I don't know his first name. We just call him Dr. Bowery.
Okay. That's fine. No problem.
Sorry.
Okay, tell me, do you have any ETA as when Mr. Bowery would come, the doctor, just to get an idea that he would come and he would brief one of my family members who are there?
So he's here all day, but usually he does his rounds kind of like in the afternoon, around 1 or 2. But if you come today, I can call him and see if he will come and talk to you or whoever the family member is.
Okay. Yeah, my mother would actually be there, but I just want to get an idea. I'm not in the U.S. right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm calling you from a different country. But since I'm connected, so just wanted to be over the phone or while while the doctor is having a conversation with my mother, you know, I just wanted to be part of that. So that's why I was just asking, you know, just to get an idea when exactly
when
he'll be here.
When your mom comes, I can maybe have her call you on the phone, if that's okay.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
can
yeah.
Like that.
Exactly. That's what we're going to do. I've already told my mom that once she's there and once the doctor would come in, because we don't know, he's a doctor, he's a busy person, so he may walk in at 2 or 3 o'clock or, you know, somewhere anytime in the afternoon, but as soon as he walks in, you know, my mother would actually call me up, you know, we'll do some sort of conference or something, and he can just talk about, and if we have any questions, we can just ask Dr. Bowery.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
That works for
you. I appreciate your time. Thank you. We'll speak later.
No problem. You have a good day, okay?
Same to you, Sammy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.